In this lecture, we are going to look at what free zones are and the advantages of putting our goods into a free zone. Firstly, the law. You will find legislation on free zones in a variety of places. The code contains the basic rules in Articles 166 to 181. These are amplified in Articles 799 to 814 of the implementing regs. Article 166 of the code says what a free zone is. A free zone is a place that is deemed to be outside the customs territory of the community for customs duty and import VAT purposes. This concept is one that we've covered already, for instance, when we looked at customs warehouses. Excise duty is also suspended until the goods are released to the UK market. Each member state designates areas that are free zones, and there are two types of control over free zones. You can see this in Article 799 of the implementing regulations. Control type 1 is where controls are based on a fence or wall surrounding the free zone and checks are made on goods entering and leaving. Control type 2 is where controls are essentially based on those required under the customs warehouse procedure. For instance, the control is carried out mainly through audits of the trader's records. In the rewrite of the customs code, it's intended that control type 2 free zones will no longer be available. Free zones are under customs supervision, and tight controls must be maintained over entry and exit points and the perimeter. We don't want goods going missing which have not yet had duties or VAT paid on them. Customs may check goods entering, leaving, or remaining within the free zone. There are a number of other advantages to storing goods in a free zone, which we'll now cover. Both community and non-community goods can be stored within a free zone. As there is generally no time limit that goods can remain there, free zones can be good duty-free storage facilities. In addition, whilst the goods remain in the zone, the goods can be put to other customs procedures. For instance, they could be placed under IPR, processing under customs control, or temporary importation, to name a few. If this is going to happen, it needs to be on the free zone authorisation. Goods can also undergo the usual forms of handling whilst there, and we've now seen this phrase a few times. For a reminder, you may want to revisit the customs warehousing or IPR lecture. All of this information can be found in Article 173 of the code. Looking at the administration side of things, people carrying on activities within the free zone must keep stock records to enable customs to identify the goods and record their movements. The stock records should contain identifying numbers of goods and containers, a commercial description of the goods, information enabling the goods to be monitored at any one time, and particulars of any usual forms of handling. When the goods are imported into the free zone, a customs declaration is required. This could be a C88 or paperless declaration under CFSP. Our toy cars might be stored within the free zone and undergo usual forms of handling before being released from the free zone to free circulation. When the goods are released to free circulation, a further customs declaration would need to be completed and duties and VAT paid as appropriate. Again, this could be a paperless declaration where the operator is authorised for CFSP. In declaring the value of the goods for duty purposes, Article 178 of the Code says that the cost of warehousing the goods in the free zone can be excluded if it is shown separately, and the cost of any handling can be ignored. To evidence the value of the goods prior to the handling, an INF8 information sheet can be used. There is an example of one in Annex 71 of the implementing regs. An additional benefit of using a free zone is that if the goods are destroyed whilst there, duties are not due. You will find this in Article 842 of the implementing regulations. Our final look at free zones is to see the areas that have been designated at some point in the UK. You can find a list of them in the note underneath Section 100A of CEMA 1979. They are Belfast Airport Free Zone, Cardiff Free Zone, Birmingham Airport Free Zone, Liverpool Free Zone, Prestwick Airport Free Zone, Southampton Free Zone, Port of Tilbury Free Zone, Port of Sheerness Free Zone, Isle of Man Free Zone, and Humberside Free Zone. However, although all of these areas have at some point received designated free zone status, not all of them are currently operational. Free zones tend to be authorised for a 10-year period. some of the designations have expired and not been renewed. As a quick reference, the public notice on free zones tells us which free zones are currently in use. They are Liverpool, Prestwick, Sheerness, Southampton and Tilbury. To finish off this lecture, have a go at our word jumble. On the screen is a paragraph with missing words. Above the paragraph are the missing words that you need to put into the gaps. Using the words on the screen, decide which gap they belong to. Once you have completed the paragraph, hit the Enter key. The correct answer should have been: a free zone is a place where goods can remain without payment of customs duty and import VAT. Excise duty is also suspended until the goods are released to the home market. Whilst there, the goods can undergo usual forms of handling. There is no time limit for how long goods can remain there.